It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 9th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $68,621. ETH is up slightly at $3,926, and Binance Coin is down slightly at $488. Wyoming's governor has signed a bill granting legal status to decentralized autonomous organizations in the state. The law, known as the Wyoming Decentralized Unincorporated Nonprofit Association Act, allows DAOs to engage in contracts, open bank accounts, appear in court, and pay taxes. The move is hailed as a significant step forward for blockchain projects, ensuring compliance with laws while preserving decentralization. Senator Cynthia Lummis sees it as boosting Wyoming's economy and providing certainty for the crypto community. The bill could also affect how securities laws are applied to DAOs, potentially challenging the SEC's Howey Test criteria. Well, Jito Labs, the developer behind an alternative Solana client, has decided to end its mempool functionality due to concerns about sandwich attacks. The mempool, where on-chain transactions wait before being added to the blockchain, was a feature unique to Jito's client, not native to Solana itself. The move comes after Jito recently lifted a ban on front-running, a practice associated with sandwich attacks. Despite efforts to mitigate negative impacts like sandwich attacks, Jito Labs found it challenging to address the issue effectively. The decision to suspend the mempool aims to enhance Solana's ecosystem and improve user experience. Well, MIT and Harvard alumni have launched the MIT-Harvard Blockchain Accelerator to support early-stage Web3 founders connected to either institution. The accelerator's first cohort program will run from next month until June. Unlike traditional accelerators, this program won't take equity from startups it supports. Instead, it will focus only on providing mentorship. The core contributors and mentors weren't disclosed, but the plans apparently include notable figures from MIT and Harvard, as well as from various crypto firms. To participate, startup founding teams must have at least one member associated with either MIT or Harvard. The accelerator aims to strengthen the alumni and broader crypto ecosystem within Cambridge. And finally, Evo is introducing pre-market trading for its upcoming token before its airdrop on March the 13th. The move, unusual in the crypto space, allows traders to speculate on the token's future price. Despite skepticism, Evo is enforcing internal controls reportedly to ensure fairness. The token's distribution has faced criticism for its limited allocation, but the platform defends this decision, emphasizing the potential for token value growth. Beyond the airdrop, Evo plans to expand its Layer 2 network to other applications and introduce yield strategies. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.